万军之耶和华，你的居所多么美好！万军之上帝耶和华，求你听我们的祷告。雅各的上帝，求你垂听，在你的言语注意意，胜过在别处注天语。万军之耶和华，哈利路亚！信靠你的人有福了。 Amen. If you have your Bibles, would you please turn to Psalm chapter 51?
如果你有圣经的话，请打开圣经，拿到诗篇五十一章。
Imagine you have some savings, some money that you saved up.
想象一下，你有一些钱，一些储蓄。
You leave the money in the bank, it doesn't give you too much in return.
如果你把钱存在银行里的话，你可能得不到什么利息。
One day, a friend tells you that that he knows somebody who is very good at investments. He can help you double your money very quickly.
有一天呢，一个朋友告诉你，他认识一个理财专家，他帮你理财的话，你会赚得丰厚的回报。
Well, that's much better than leaving the money in GICs or mutual funds.And you're not very good at with the stock market.
这当然比把钱存在定期账户或者是共同基金里好得多，也比你自己投资股票要好得多。
So you give this money to the financier to invest your money.
所以你把钱呢就交给了这位理财专家来帮你投资。
From time to time, you get a report from him, and the money is earning a lot more money.
然后你就看到你一直在赚钱，然后你的钱在生钱。
Now, what you don't realize is that this person never invested your money.
但是你不知道的是，其实这个人根本就没有投资，用你的钱做投资。
He took your money and along with everyone else's money and puts it in a bank.
他只是用你的钱和其他投资者投资的钱，把它放在他的银行账户里面。
And he uses it for himself.
来为他自己所用。
He falsified the report so that it looks like your investment is earning money.
他做了虚假的财务报表，然后让你看起来你在赚钱。
And whenever you want money, you want to withdraw some money, he just take that money from the bank and give it to you.
当你想提钱的时候呢，他只是从他的账户里面提一些钱给你。
As long as the withdrawal is less than the money coming in, he could keep going forever.
只要他的提款金额呢不超过其他投资者的那个投资金额的话，那他这样干下去是没有问题的。
And this is called the Ponzi scheme, Charles Ponzi.
这个就称为庞氏骗局。
He was not the one who made this Ponzi scheme, but he made it very famous.
当然他不是发明庞氏骗局的人，但是他让这个庞氏骗局变得广为人知。
In 1920s, he was reportedly taken $20 million from people.
在二十世纪二十年代的时候呢，查尔斯庞兹呢，他榨取了大约$2,000,000.
And that works out to about $225 million today.
相当于现在的2.25亿美元。
But the money that Charles Ponzi took.Was not even close to what Bernard Madoff took from people.
但是查尔斯庞兹他榨取的金额呢，跟那个 Madoff 他榨取的金额相比，简直是微不足道的。
Bernard Madoff was a self-starter.
伯纳德·麦道夫他是一个白手起家的企业家。
In 1960s, he started a stock company that uses advanced computer technology to invest.
他在二十世纪六十年代的时候开办了一家股票公司，然后用新型的计算机技术来搞投资。
The technology would later become the Nasdaq in New York.
这个新技术呢，最后变成了纽约的纳斯达克。
And in the 1990s, he became very successful.
在二十世纪九十年代的时候，他变得非常之成功。
And very famous.
也非常有名。
So a lot of people trusted him with money.
很多人呢都很放心地把钱投资给他。
Celebrities, actors, political leaders, banks, charities, wealthy people, they all just gave him the money to invest because he was making more and more money for them.
一些名人呢, 政界领袖, 演员, 还有银行家, 还有慈善家, 一些富豪呢, 把钱都投资给他。
But Bernard Madoff never invested any of that money.
但是麦道夫从来没有投, 用他们的钱搞投资。
He spent it himself.
他只是
And as long as the money coming in was less than the amount of money being withdrawn, he was fine.
只要投资进来的钱多于被提取的钱, 那他就一点问题都没有。
In fall of 2008, the stock market in United States crashed, and people were starting to ask for their money back.
在2008年秋天的时候呢, 美国的证券市场呢, 就崩塌了。
But Bernie Madoff simply don't have the money to give back to the people. December 2008, he finally confessed to his wife and two sons that he had been scheming money from people. He was arrested the next day, and he pleaded guilty to 11 charges.
次日呢, 他就被捕了, 然后, 他被定11项重罪。
2009, in June, he was sentenced to 150 years in prison.
2009年6月的时候, 他被判150年的监禁。
He stole a total of 65 billion US dollars.
他总共诈骗了6500亿美元。
In 2011, Barbara Walters interviewed him while he was in prison.
2011年的时候, Barbara Walters 在监狱里采访了他。
And he said this, he said, I feel safer here than outside. I know I'll die in prison. I lived the last 20 years of my life in fear. Now I have no fear, because I'm no longer in control of my own life.
他说, 我觉得在这里比在外面更安全, 我知道我会死在狱中, 我过去20年都是在恐惧中度过的, 现在我没有恐惧了, 因为我不再掌控自己的生命。
Imagine for 20 years of your life, you lived in fear.
想象一下, 在你人生的20年间, 你一直生活在恐惧里。
Scared that somebody will find out what you're doing.
一直害怕别人会发现你, 你的所作所为。
Having to lie to people that you care about every single day.
对你挚爱的人一直在欺骗。
Perhaps it is a blessing.
也许这是一个祝福。
Because now he doesn't have to live in fear.
他不再生活在恐惧里。
Because everything is now out in the open.
因为所有的事都摊开了。
I wonder sometimes if that's how King David felt.
我想这可能就是大卫王所感受到的吧。
King David thought he could get away with adultery and murder.
大卫王认为呢, 他可以逃避 他的通奸和他的谋杀的罪, 罪过, 罪名。
But God knew. And so through the prophet Nathan, he confronted David and says, You are the man.
所以当先知拿单对他说话的时候, 拿单对他说, 你就是那个人。
You are the one who stole somebody's wife. You are the one who murdered her husband.
你就是去跟别人的妻子通奸, 你杀害了那个人的人。
And David had to face the consequences of having his firstborn son with Bathsheba died 7 days into birth.
所以大卫犯罪的, 结果是他与八十八生的儿子死了。
And his family spun into chaos, son trying to take over his rule, incestuous rape and murder in his family.
他的家族呢, 就陷入了混乱, 他的儿子争权夺利。
Perhaps this is a sign of relief because now everything he has done is now in the open. No more hiding.
当一切的事情都公众于众, 公之于众的时候, 那大卫就, 可以长叹一口气了。
Now the book of 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 Chronicles tell us about the life of David.
撒母耳记上还有历代志上告诉了我们大卫他一生中发生的事件。
But the Psalms tell us about David's heart, what he's thinking.
但是诗篇呢告诉了我们大卫心里的大卫的所思所想。
And if you read Psalm 51 or other Psalms, they usually tell you where and when the Psalm was written.
当你读到诗篇五十一篇还有其他篇节的时候，你就会知道，那么这些诗篇是在什么情况下写的。
Psalm 51 begins by saying, "A psalm of David regarding the time Nathan the prophet came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba."
诗篇五十一篇的开篇是这样写的：大卫与八十八通奸后，先知拿单来找他，他做了此事交给月长。
It is a prayer of confession.
他是认罪的祷告。
And David begins by praying these words, "Be gracious to me, God, according to your faithful love, according to your abundant compassion, blot out my rebellion, completely wash away my guilt and cleanse me from my sin."
大卫这样说道，神啊，求你按你的慈爱怜悯我。按你丰盛的慈悲涂抹我的罪过犯，求你将我的罪孽洗净除净，洗除净尽，并解除我的罪。
David opens this prayer by acknowledging who God is.
大卫呢，在祷告的开篇承认了神的存在。
He is talking to the God of Israel.
他是在对以色列的王说话。
Asking him for mercy, not some other God.
他在向神求怜悯，不是在向别的神来求怜悯。
Asking the God of Israel, the God who is love, the God who is gracious, the God who is compassionate, the God who is slow to anger, the God who is abounding in steadfast love.
他在向一位对他的子民满怀坚定、圣约之爱的神求怜悯。这个神呢，是充满恩典、怜悯。不轻易发怒，且有丰盛慈爱的神。
That's the God David is talking to.
这是。
That's the God that David is talking to.
这是大卫对
神
所祈求的。
不是any other God.
而不是其他的神。
The Old Testament over and over again speaks of God as a God who is compassionate.Gracious, merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love.
旧约里多次提到了神的品格，那是仁慈的，有恩典的，有怜悯的，不轻易发怒，丰盛，有丰盛的慈爱。
This is the God that he's talking to.
这就是大卫所求的神。
Commenting on.Bernard Madoff, after the scandal broke out, a billionaire Warren Buffett, he said this, "Only when the tide goes out do you discover who has been swimming naked."
亿万富翁沃伦·巴菲特对于麦道夫的丑闻做了这样的评论，只有当潮水退去的时候，你才会发现谁在裸泳。
David is talking to a God who is compassionate, but he's also aware that this is a God who knows that he's done wrong.
大卫知道我们神是有慈爱的神，他也知道他自己做的是错的。
In verse 3 to verse 6, it tells you that David acknowledges he has done wrong.
在诗篇五十一章三到六节当中，他承认他自己的错。
I have sinned against you, God. I have sinned against you, God. Can you hear me? I have sinned against you.
我得罪了你，我的主。
C.S. Lewis writes this. He says, fallen man is not simply an imperfect creature who needs improvement. He is a rebel who must lay down his arms, laying down your arms, surrendering, saying you are sorry, realizing that you have been on the wrong track and getting ready to start life over again from the ground floor. That is the only way out of that hole. This process of surrender, this movement, full speed astern, is repentance.
Louis 曾经写道，堕落的人类并不仅仅是一个需要改进的不完美的生物，他是一个必须放下武器的叛逆者，放下武器，投降，承认错误，认识到自己走在错误的道路上，并准备从头开始，这才是脱离困境的唯一途径。这种投降的过程，这种全速倒退的行动，就是悔改。
Confession is the start of repentance.
认罪是悔改的开始。
Confession is to acknowledge that I have done wrong.
认罪是承认自己做错了。
Very specifically, what I have done wrong.
然后特别指出，我到底什么地方做错了。
You see, this is why many of us have a hard time confessing.
这就是为什么我们许多人呢都不敢承认自己错了。
Because for many Christians, we have no problems telling people we are sinners.
作为基督徒呢，我们对别人认错其实很简单。
But we are terrified to tell people what we did to make us a sinner.
但是我们很害怕告诉别人到底我们做错了什么，让我们变成了罪人。
Because I don't want people to know what I actually did.
因为我不想让别人知道我到底做了什么。
But without confession, there can never be true repentance.
但是如果没有认罪的话，就没有真正的悔改。
And that's why so many Christians are still living in bondage to sin.
这就是为什么许多基督徒现在还是活在罪的捆绑里。
Without confession, there can never be repentance.
没有悔改了，没有认罪的话，就没有悔改。
Without repentance, there will never be freedom.
没有悔改的话，就没有真正的自由。
The Roman Catholics for centuries had confession as part of church life.
在数百年间呢，罗马天主教徒他都有认罪悔改的传统。
People were told to go tell the priests what they did.
人们呢都会跑到神父那，跟他说我做错了什么。
And then the priest would represent God and say, now you are forgiven because you confess all your sins.
神父呢就代表神呢赦免了这个罪人，说既然你认罪了，你就被得赦免了。
But when the Reformation started in the 16th and 17th century, people began to think, I don't need to tell the priests about my sins.
但是在到16至17世纪的时候呢，那信徒们就认为我不用去告诉神父我做错了什么。
I trust in God's grace, I trust in Christ, I trust in Scripture. I don't need to tell a priest what I've done.
我只相信神，我只相信基督，我只相信圣经，所以我不用告诉神父。
And we know that Martin Luther himself struggled with confession.
我们知道马丁路德呢，一直对于认罪呢，一直都备受煎熬。
When he used to be a priest, he would go and confess his sins, and then he walks out of the church. And as he walks out of the church, he realized he forgot about some sins, and then he would run back and confess.
他去教堂呢，跟神父认罪。那从教堂出来之后呢，他又想起了他自己犯了更多的罪，又跑回去跟神父去认更多的罪。
So he would go back and forth for hours.
所以他就不停地来来回回的去教会去认罪。
And so we would think, well, we don't need to do that anymore.
我们想，现在我们根本不需要这样做。
But Luther and other reformers understood confession is important, is an important part of the Christian life.
但是宗教改革者认为呢，认罪是基督徒生活的重要的一部分。
Because we don't live the Christian life alone.
因为我们 不是单独的活在基督徒的生活里。
Luther began his 95 theses by saying this. He says, when our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, repent, he willed the entire life of the believers to be one of repentance.
马丁·路德在他95条论纲里面说道，当我们的主在耶稣基督说悔改，悔改时，他希望信徒们一生都充满悔改。
The life of the Christian is not that you just confess once and then you never have to do it again. The Christian doesn't just confess once and then you never do it again. You never confess again.
基督徒呢，不是一次性的认一次罪，然后今后就不再认罪了。
Every day we repent.
每天呢，我们都需要悔改。
And we cannot ignore what James chapter 5 says. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed.
我们不能忽视雅各书五章十六节说到的，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代祷，好得到医治。
What this means is every day we repent, but it is done together.
我们是每天在悔改，但是我们需要在一起悔改。
Calvin Miller, he writes this. He says, the contemporary mind is that religion is private and that people are going to come slowly to any declarative statement about how God is requiring them to change. Changing summons fear. This dread of openness precludes the possibility of real revival in the church because until we shed our fear of openness, confession is not a possibility. And without confession, neither revival nor change is possible.
加尔文·米勒他这样写道，当代的思维模式是宗教是个人的事，以至于人们会慢慢接受任何关于上帝要求他们如何改变的陈述，引发改变恐惧。这种对公开的恐惧阻止了教会中真正复兴的可能性，因为除非我们摆脱对公开的恐惧，否则认罪是不可能的，而没有认罪，复兴和改变都是不可能实现的。
Without confession, there cannot be repentance.
没有认罪的话，就没有悔改。
Without repentance, there will never be revival.
没有悔改的话，就没有复兴。
Now, I'm not asking you to turn to the person next to you and now confess all your sins.
我不是让你去跟你旁边的人去说你犯了什么罪。
Confession has to be done in a safe place.
认罪呢，应该是在一个安全的环境中说的。
Where we listen to one another confess our sins.
当我们听到别人向你认罪的时候。
But we protect the person.
我们要保护那个认罪的人。
We don't spread it around.
我们不八卦。
We don't judge that person.
我们不论断那个人。
We pray for forgiveness.
我们祷告祈求赦免。
And we remind this person that those who have confessed their sin, God is faithful and righteous, and he will forgive our sins.And cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们会跟那个人说，如果我们承认自己的罪，神是信实公义的，必赦免我们的罪，洗净我们的一切不义。
You see, when David continued to pray, he says, "This is the God whom I pray to. I have sinned against God." And now he says in verse 7, all the way to verse 12, what does he say? Purify me, cleanse me.Do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy that is in me.
当大卫向神祷告的时候呢，他先承认了自己的罪，祈求神的赦免。然后他用诗篇的51篇第七节说：“求你用牛膝草洁净我，我就干净；求你洗涤我，我就比雪更白。求你使我听欢喜快乐的声音。”使你所压伤的骨头可以踊跃。
Confession leads to repentance. Repentance leads to revival.
认罪呢，带来了
repentance，
带来了悔改， 悔改带来了复兴。
Revival means to share your story, to witness as well as to worship God.
复兴呢，就意味着
To witness, to 见证。
复兴带来了见证和对神的敬拜。
敬拜，对。And you find it in verse 13 to verse 19. He says, I will tell sinners of your ways. I will help people to know this God of salvation.
这在诗篇五十一篇十三节说到，这样我就能把你的法则教导罪人，使他们归向你。
A couple of weeks ago, I was left in the church alone, and it was only me and Peter that was here at church.
几个星期前呢，当时只有我跟彼得在教会里。
And I was walking by just outside there, right there at the front door.
我走过那个门口的那个地方。
And I saw a car parked outside the door with some people, with a young man standing next to the car and somebody filming.
我看到一辆车呢停在门外，那一个人呢站在车的旁边，有其他人呢拿着摄像机在那摄像。
So I went out and asked them, "What are they filming?"
我就出去问他们，你们在拍摄什么呢
？So these young men were doing a short film for school.
这些年轻人呢是在为学校拍摄一个短片。
And he said to me this.
他这样对我说。
The church front door looks like a hospital.
这个教会的前门呢，看起来像一座医院，一家医院。
When was the last time you sat in a hospital?
想想看，你上次去医院是什么时候呢
？I sat in the emergency room 5 years ago.
我上次去急诊室大约在五年前。
Because I had some blood pressure problems.
我有血压问题。
And I sat there at 2 a.m. in the morning.
我大约是在凌晨两点钟到了那儿。
You notice that if you sit in the emergency room, everybody around you is sick one way or another.
你知道在急诊室那些座椅周围呢，坐在旁边的人都是病人。
This guy has the flu. He has a cold.
这个人可能是感冒了。
This person has a broken leg.
那个人可能骨折了。
You know, it's interesting that the people, as we sit there, we don't mind telling people what we did, what's wrong with us.
有趣的是，当我们坐在那的时候，我们并不介意告诉旁边的人我们到底有什么病。
You never sit next to somebody in the emergency room who's perfectly healthy, who's just sitting there because he has nothing to do.
在急诊室里，你不可能看到一个人，非常健康，他只是无事可做，跑到急诊室。
Everybody who sits in a hospital is sick. That's why they need the hospital.
那坐在医院里的人呢，都是有病的人，所以他们需要来医院诊治。
Maybe that's what the church should really be. We are a hospital for sinners.
这也许是我们教会应该做的吧，因为我们教会就是罪人的医院。
Do we have any sinners in this place?
我们
So few? I am one too.
我也是其中一个罪人。
We are all sinners who found the grace of Jesus Christ.
我们都是罪人，来面对耶稣基督。
To confess our sin is the beginning of repentance. The repentance is what leads to revival.
所以认罪呢，是带来了悔改，悔改就会带来复兴。
Next year is our 55th anniversary.
明年呢，就是我们教会五十五年的纪念日。
What kind of church are we becoming?
那我们的教会会变成一个什么样的教会呢
？Do we want to be a social club on the weekends?
我们想变成一个周末的社交俱乐部吗
？Or do we want to be a church full of sinners who found the grace of God?
而是还是要变成一个就是充满罪人的教会，然后我们来寻求神的怜悯恩典。
This is the table where we share God's grace together.
这些桌子呢，就是让我们来共同分享神的恩典。
In a moment, I'm going to invite the worship team to come forward.
之后我会邀请敬拜团队上前来。
We're Pastor Wei Li, Pastor Michael, and I will serve the first person, the worship team that comes up.
黄牧师、张牧师还有伟利牧师会先服侍敬拜团队的成员。
And after that, the worship team will then serve the AV team in the back as they come up.
然后呢，敬拜团队的成员会服侍影音团队的成员。
The worship team will then come up and lead the worship songs.
敬拜团队会上台来接着唱歌。
And as they are leading, we invite the rest of us to come forward to the table.
当他们开始唱歌的时候呢，我们的观众们都上来，来领圣餐。
Because of health reasons, Pastor Whaley, Pastor Michael, and I will put the bread into the hand of the person coming up.
我们三个牧师会把面包放在
你的手，
弟兄姐妹的手里。
And then the person standing there will say these words: "This is the body of Christ, broken for your sins. This is the blood of Christ shed for the forgiveness of your sins."
这位弟兄姐妹呢就会宣告，这是基督的身体为你的罪而破碎，这是基督的宝血为赦免你的罪而流。
Let us pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
You are a God who is compassionate and kind. You are a God who loves us.
你是充满慈爱的神。
You are a God who is compassionate.
你是赦罪的神，赦免的神。
And you have told us to confess our sins.
你告诉我们要认罪。
But you have also told us to remind each other that we are forgiven.
你也告诉我们，我们的罪会得赦免。
And so we come forward not only to receive.
我们前来不仅仅是接受
，but also to give，
而且是要去给予。
On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and said, "Take it and eat. This is my body."
在马太福音最后晚餐的时候。耶稣说拿起饼来祝福掰开说你们拿着吃这是我的身体。
After the supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, "This is my blood."
又拿起杯来祝谢了递给他们说你们喝这个这是我立约的血。
Shed for the forgiveness of your sins.
为多人流出来得罪赦免。
So will the worship team come forward?
所以请敬拜团队上前来。
Is the body of Christ broken for you?